Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, December 19, 2023, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manitowoc and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Haldeman? Ms. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Burns?
Bruce, come on down front, please.
Mr. Burns?
Mark, could you come down front, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Hopper? Mr. Lucretta? Mr. Lucretta? Mr. Langwich? Mr. Moran? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Polish?
Here.
Mrs. Serino? William Castros?
Here.
Madeline Johnson?
Here.
Andrew Marucci?
Here.
Alexander Massey? We have a forum.
Mission statement. Manitowoc School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote.
Why, thank you. Welcome. And before we start our presentations this evening, something I was able to experience, which really had an impact on me, was the meetings that I attended at the Rotary Club in Spring Lake. And one of the first things they do is they all get up and sing. So, in 1905, the Rotary Club decided that if every man could be engaged in their meeting, at least in the beginning, that they would sing. And since tonight is a holiday meeting, I thought it would be appropriate if Bruce, I stole from the Rotary Club that concept of everyone singing. So if you would, Doctor, accompany us with "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," please. Am I throwing you a curveball?
Nope.
If you would follow along on the screen and sing with me so we're all actively engaged, just like the Rotary Club is, in this wonderful holiday meeting. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tidings to bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Great pleasure in recognizing this evening Carrie McBride. Carrie, come forward, please. As you can see by the slide, Carrie has been very actively engaged with drama production since 2013 to the present day. He has worked diligently and just recently received an award from the BASIC Award for Outstanding Set Design for a Musical. So tonight,
whereas Carrie McBride has demonstrated unwavering commitment and dedication to the Manasquan High School drama program. Whereas Carrie McBride has contributed significantly to the success and growth of the drama program by constructing an impressive total of 22 sets from the year 2014 to 2023. Whereas Carrie McBride's talent, creativity, and hard work have enhanced the overall quality of the productions, providing memorable and virtually stunning backdrops that have greatly contributed to the success of each performance. Whereas Carrie McBride's tireless efforts have been instrumental in creating an environment that fosters artistic expression and encourages the students to excel in dramatic arts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education expresses its sincere gratitude and appreciation to Carrie McBride for his exceptional service, dedication, and outstanding contributions to the drama program. Be it further resolved that the Board of Education recognizes Carrie McBride's invaluable impact on the students, staff, and community, as his work has enriched the cultural and educational experiences of all involved in the Manasquan High School drama program. Be it finally resolved that this resolution be duly recorded in the official minutes of the Manasquan Board of Education and a copy be presented to Carrie McBride as a token of our deepest appreciation for his exceptional service to the drama program. Adopted this day, 23rd December 19, Manasquan Board of Education.
Well, they are, I'll say so. This will be worse than my Count Basie speech. But it's a pleasure to work with Dr. here and the doctor over there. But anyway, you've made it so easy to help out, really. And, you know, always welcoming me. And you always had a kind word for me, too. And this place is going to miss you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, so I appreciate everything you did, and good luck in your retirement. So thank you so much.
As we move to the student presentations, I want to thank the Board of Education for having their focus on students always. As we start each one of our meetings by recognizing those students who have gone above and beyond, we have a wonderful group of students here at Manasquan, and the ones that we focus on are those that really go above and beyond and show how truly excellent they are. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the 2023 Dwight D. Eisenhower Award recipient, Hannah Snyder. Thank you for representing Manasquan so well. This is an extremely prestigious award that you received that is nationwide and well deserved. Thank you very much for being you and continue to be you. Okay? We want to say anything or are you good?
I guess I'll just say something real quick.
Okay.
I just want to like thank everyone for the opportunity for like being here and being able to pursue like the academics and the extracurriculars. It's really made a huge difference. And I just want to say how honored I am to get this award.
Thank you. Manasquan Board of Education takes great pleasure in recognizing their students of the month. And Jay Bryant has actively been engaged in selecting students of the month through the process that he has, and allowing the Rotary Club to also recognize them. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Rotary Club for everything you do for our students. It's awesome. With that, as you can see on the screen behind me, those students who are selected as Students of the Month are those who serve as role models. They go above and beyond, not only in the academic arena, but also in our community by doing special projects to make our community better. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Freshman Student of the Month, Matthew Hoocher. Matthew. Each Student of the Month will receive a pen, a certificate, and also some Wally Bucks. Matthew, could you come over here, please, for a second? Would you mind if I read to everyone what we have on the screen behind us? Awesome. Thank you. In school, Matthew is a member of the ES sports team and the drama club. Outside of school, Matthew enjoys indoor and outdoor rock climbing and works at Cirque Taco. Matthew volunteers with preschool children in summer camps. He also works with special needs and ESL students. Matthew's favorite subject is intro to engineering and design. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Edwards because she's encouraging, inspiring, and nice. Mrs. Edwards heads the ES sports team and creates a space for students to feel accepted and thrive in an environment where they feel empowered. And you guys won the state championship 2 years in a row, the ES sports team, right? Congratulations on that. I thought that was awesome. Matthew. Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate the Manasquan High School Sophomore Student One, Finian Callahan. Finian. Congratulations, Finian.
Thank you.
I like the Spider-Man. May I?
Yeah.
Awesome. In school, Finian is a member of the cross country team and the track team. He's also a member of the ES Sports Club and Engineering Academy. That's great. Outside of school, Finian participates in Boy Scouts and completes many service projects for Boy Scouts, including cleaning up Manasquan Creek and cleaning up Allaire Park. Finian's favorite subject is fashion and interior design. His favorite teacher is Mr. Bryant because he's a good teacher who makes history fun and enjoyable. Wouldn't it be awesome if we made Mr. Bryant the fashion and interior design teacher? No?
You're pretty cool.
Okay. Why interior design and fashion?
I just think it's kind of fun. It's something that I can use drawing, and I like doing interior design in my own room. I just like mixing up stuff around, and it's kind of cool being able to like learn how to draw stuff like that.
Get your creative spirit going. Awesome. Finian. Manasquan Board of Education, I've been graduating. Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Josephina Fredfrid.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
May I read?
Oh, yeah.
In school, Joey, is that right?
Yeah, Joey.
Joey participates in tennis and lacrosse. She is a member of Key Club, Warriors for Wellness, and Welcome Warriors. Joey is a student council representative, and she's also involved in peer leadership program and Academy of Finance program. Outside of school, Joey enjoys going to the beach, hanging out with friends and family, and taking her dogs on walks around Manasquan. You know I was going to ask you what kind of dogs you have. I love dogs.
I have a beagle and a dachshund.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Two on the little side, but that's okay. I have a Labrador who's about this big, and yeah, she's record munchies, by the way. She also works at Weatherly and Spring Lake. Joey participates in volunteer activities to Key Club and is a manager of the NHS ice hockey team. Oh, thank you for that. Joey's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Santucci, because she has created an environment where the students can participate in personal development and team activities to learn about each other. Why is your favorite subject math? Dr. Crowley's going to be happy
I've
to
always,
hear that. Me? Math gives me a headache, but go ahead.
I've always liked math, and I've always, like had my... I, like, always, like, liked numbers and, like, getting an answer right away.
So, in the future, do you see yourself gravitating towards a career in math?
No, not really. I just like it as the subject, but
that.
I don't.
With that, go. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the Manasquan High School senior student of the month, William Minervini. In school, William is a member of the History Club, History National Honor Society, Fishing Club. You guys won the state this year?
Last year.
Last year too? Or just last year?
Last year and the year before that.
Okay, so not this year.
Not this year. It hasn't happened
okay.
yet.
So, all right then, though, you won the state championship last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Key Club National Honor Society is also the cross-country spring track and bowling teams. What's your highest score in bowling? I like the bowl also.
257.
257, that's awesome. What kind of bowling ball you got?
Hammer splash.
Hammer splash, hammer's good. I like storm. But you probably don't care what I like. All right. Outside of school, William participates in Boy Scouts of America. He volunteers with Boy Scouts for various service projects. He also completes volunteer work with the NHS and Key Club. That's important. William's favorite subject is history. His favorite teacher is Mr. Bryan. Jay, you know when he asked him why, right? Okay. Well, he has it here, but I wanted to expound on this. Because he has developed his love of history, and his classes are the ones that Will looks forward to the most. That's awesome. Mr. Bryan is a very good teacher who is passionate about history and someone Will looks up to. Would you like to add to that, Will?
I've had Mr. Bryan for the past 3 years, and every class I've ever had with him, he's always been my favorite teacher, in my opinion, the best teacher I've ever had. I love history, and I see a lot of myself in him, and it helps me to look up to him.
Actually, one of the best compliments a professor or teacher can get is what you just said. That is truly awesome. With that, we'll... Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School. Keep it fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for making this be fun.
Absolutely. Sure. I think Will said it all. That was a really nice compliment. Thank you so much. And. Mutual admiration. You're a great student. And I'm really fortunate. If you've ever coached a sport, you know that a lot of times it's great to keep a good team together. And in some ways, when the students come in, whether they're freshman or sophomore, and then I have them for the 3 years in a row, it's like taking them from T-ball to college. And you really get to see people just do great things here at Manasquan. And Will is just a great example of that. And his dedication as an Eagle Scout, and just the discipline he has, is really phenomenal. So thank you very much, and thank you for the award.
Oh, great.
Yep.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Student of the Month, Jack Anderson. Jack.
school, Jack plays the trumpet in jazz band. He's also a member of the, I wish you brought your trumpet with you. He is also a member of the National Junior Honor Society, working for volunteer hours at MES. Outside of school, Jack plays hockey at Brick Hockey Club, lacrosse in Sharp River in the spring, and flag football in Mansfield. Jack's favorite subject is Slamming Arts. His favorite teacher is Mr. Manson, because he has taught Jack so much in 1 year, he is able to apply to his eighth grade algebra. Mr. Manson is a great teacher and an even better person to talk to about hockey, as he has a love for the game as well. With that, Jack Manson. Manasquan Board of Education, but congratulated Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Andrew Manson. Andy couldn't be here tonight because he wasn't feeling well, but he does an exceptional job, as you just heard from Jack, in the classroom, and we're very fortunate to have him as a member of our stellar staff here in Manasquan School. So I want to thank him for all the effort. Now, with great pleasure, Mrs. Pollock and I would like to recognize the marching band that does so much for us in so many ways, from marching in parades to our ascending districts and the Georgia football game, participating in so many different activities by being in every football game and getting all the people in the stands actively engaged in what's going on. Can't thank you enough. So you don't go unnoticed. And tonight we want to say thank you for everything that you do. With that, I'd like to introduce first our band director, Eva Segal. Eva, could you come up, please? And also is our assistant band director here, Matthew Holmberg. Matthew here. That's okay, if it is, come on up. What we're gonna do is we'll call up each band member and if we'll give them a certificate and a medal, and in their medal, it has your name and exactly what instrument that you play, and then we'll take a picture with everybody on the stage. Is that okay?
Great.
Awesome. Molly Bennett. Daniel Brennan. Donovan Brown. Evan Buckle. Brian Buckle. Some people do it at home. Gabriella. Cavalier. Brad Chapman. Kane Chapman. Kim Chapman. And our drum major, Finnegan Darby. Nicholas Kuchin. major, Ryan McBride. Owen Murphy. Rachel Jack. Kelly McGrew. Leonardo Reyes. Andrew Cito. Joseph Cito. Of course, Anna Snyder. William Snyder. Olivia Taylor. Edson Morales. Please hold your applause until I read all the names. I should have said them first, I'm sorry. Because I want you to figure out. Put down, watch the clock.
Thank you. All right.
You want a mountain, right?
I know, we have five choir singers that never just met in.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you for doing this. Well, stay.
It ain't true. I'll add live for 20 minutes.
Now we'd like to introduce Madison Shula and the Manicorn High School Chorus.
Christ of cattle, as the winds of ancient storm. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the Manasquan Board of Education, I would like to thank all of our performing artists tonight. Also, Mrs. Pilato for the wonderful dances, Ms. Schiller for the wonderful chorus, and of course, Ms. Sahal with tonight's marching band. Please give them a round of applause.
Executive session of November 21st, 2023. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in enclosed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Pellegrino, Mrs. Bisson. Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Milantovich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
And we now move to the Student Board Representative Report.
So this month for December, Key Club started off with our wreath deliveries, which was super successful, and with the extra wreaths that were not picked up, we were able to donate them to local cemeteries to lay on graves. We started off our snack stand fundraiser, where for every home game or match for every sport, we will be selling snacks and drinks at the games. And then also, as we do all year, we are running tutoring and homework helpers across the street at the elementary school.
To give a recap of student council events, on November 22nd, a successful homecoming pep rally and hallway decorating contest was held at the high school. Later that evening, each grade level was represented in the annual Thanksgiving parade in downtown Manasquan with overwhelming participation. On December 20th, the class of 2026 will be presenting the monthly Warrior Wednesday video that will be distributed to the faculty for presentation. In addition to student council events, students in the Academy of Finance participated in an annual toy drive for Thurgood Marshall Elementary School in Asbury Park. A record 428 toys were delivered on December 13th. Also on this day, students in the MHS chorus performed in the annual winter choir concert in the Jack Nicholson Theater. This Friday, December 22nd, members of the student body will generously be participating in the Jersey Shore Community Blood Drive in Seeger. Also, the president apologizes for his absence tonight as he has a family commitment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right to its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. in order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, would anyone like to be heard on agenda items, items not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. On to education, curriculum, and technology. Regarding curriculum, we do have a curriculum policy that I put in a Friday packet that I asked you to take a look at in case you want any revisions. We will look at that, but the last time we looked at our curriculum policy was in 2011. So I felt it was timely, since we just incorporated three new curriculums into the elementary school, that we do have an engineering academy that's flourishing. We have Project Lead the Way, that we take a look at that and see if you did want to make any changes. And then it will be noted on that policy that we did review it in 2023. Personnel to be discussed in executive session. And what the board does is they take a look at personnel in both the elementary school and the high school. And in recommendation from the superintendent, they then will discuss and vote, and they come back to public session and approve the items that they had voted on in executive. So personnel is always discussed in executive, but I do want to, for the board's purposes, just focus on our most recent future appointee to Manasquan High School as an assistant principal, Ms. Maria Eldridge, who's here this evening. And I just want to comment that in our interview, she was possibly, if not the best, one of the best interviews I've ever had at that level. You were committed, bright, focused, and engaging. And I want to thank you for that. Not that I didn't expect that, but it was above my expectations. I just wanted to note that. I want to thank you for your stellar performance in both the athletic and the academic areas of endeavors that our students participate in. For the 10 years I've been here, you've demonstrated yourself as someone who is completely dedicated to the Manasquan view of excellence, and I want to thank you for that. So the person I'll be putting forward in our executive tonight on your blue sheet will be Maria Eldridge, and I want to just recognize her because she's here this evening and thank her. Thank you, Maria.
Can I say something real quick?
You most certainly can.
I just want to thank all of you guys for creating this amazing environment and continuing to promote the heartbeat of this school. We all have blue hearts in our veins and blue blood running through our veins. And I just hope that I can share that with all of the generations of students that are going to come through this school. My own kids are here. They're involved in countless activities in this school. And yet we watch the band performance and Riley wishes that she's got to play the clarinet for Manasquan High School. There are so many opportunities for all of our students, and it's really the pulse of this building, and I'm honored and so excited to be continuing this legacy that we have here. And also sharing the filling the shoes of Rich Reed, who also probably bleeds even more blue than I do. but thank you all for your approval tonight and for nominating me for this position, and I'm excited and I hope I make you guys all proud.
Thank you. And Rich will be missed. regarding our policies, we have the second reading for religion in schools, which is revised, revised according to the mandates that we have. The teaching staff, support staff, students, operations. Are there any questions on policies? The Board of Education gets to review the policies in the Friday packet, so they reviewed ahead of time. Any questions they do have, they do ask me before we get to this meeting. So for those who are in the public, don't think that these policies aren't looked at. They're thoroughly reviewed and discuss before we get here. With that, Dr. Corley, do you have anything to say regarding finance?
I have a few items for both finance and buildings and grounds and facilities. Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Regarding finance, an update on the budget process. We are now in receipt of all the sending districts' projected enrollments for next year, preliminary projected enrollments, I should say. Initial review of them is pretty positive. They seem to be relatively stable to what they were at budget time last year, which is, as you all know, is always a good thing to help prevent major changes in tuition rates. One of the most important things in budgeting for school districts is stability, so the more stable those numbers come in, the more you know, we can the better we can predict and expect future tuition rates. We'll continue to review those and start to put together the expense side of the budget and provide the sending districts with a estimated rate, hopefully in early January, so your BAs and boards can start to put together their numbers as well. Regarding finance and building and grounds item, we are in receipt of the bids for the main project for the referendum. We're analyzing them and discussing them, and hope to have a recommendation by January 4th on how we're going to proceed with them. Just an update on ongoing construction. The primary project underway right now is the primary playground. Fortunately, we lost a couple days with the weather this week, but they're looking to pour the rubber tomorrow or the next couple days. The rubber has to cure, has to be inspected by our engineers, and we hope to have the kids on that when we return from break on January 2nd. So that'll put an end to that project, which is exciting. I know the kids are pretty excited about getting on the new playground. Any questions about anything finance or building and grounds?
No, I just want to thank you for being actively engaged in the creation of the playground, because it does look like a very engaging space for children. I think they're going to be very excited about it.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Regarding, I don't want to jump the gun, but if the fence is also being, the fence for the playground is also being put under contract. Should be done within the next month or so.
Excellent, thank you.
We didn't want to, they're in and out of that fence so much with the construction equipment, we want to come behind them and do the fence with a clean ground. Okay, so
that concludes your...
That concludes my comments. Yes.
May I move to my superintendent's report?
Yes.
Thank you. The total enrollment, as we speak, is 1,453. Our high school has 950 students. Our elementary school has 503. Regarding our fire drill and then bus evacuations in the high school, on November 27th, we had a shelter in place. November 3rd, we had our fire drill, meeting the state mandatory drills. In the elementary school, on November 15th, we had a fire drill. On November 29th, we had a shelter in place. Regarding harassment, intimidating, bullying for the month, there is no report for either the high school or the elementary school. You guys are truly wonderful and keep doing the great job that you're doing, okay? Thank you. Now, I'd like to hear from our assistant superintendent of school, Mr. Place.
Sure, just very briefly, Dr. Cajun mentioned the policies that we have on for second reading tonight. Again, if you have any questions, we can address those. And beyond that, just to update everyone on the copier lease we had talked about at the prior meetings, those deliveries are confirmed for next week, the 28th. So the three large production copiers, two here in the high school, one in the elementary school, will be replaced next week along with our print management system so that they will be ready for everyone when they get back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. That concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
Can I have a motion for approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report? Is it this one? Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Milanzovich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Does anyone need anything separated out for the Manicom general items, numbers 17 through 21? Can I have a motion for 17 to 21? Mr. Catani, Mr. Pellegrino, any questions on those items?
Just on item 26, is that the same, less, more than last year?
2% more.
2%?
Yes.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
Can I have a motion for, I'm sorry, does anyone need anything separated out for items number 22 through 36, the Manasquan Sending District items? Can I have a motion for items 22 through 36? Mr. Boulderman, Mrs. Bisson? Anybody have any questions on those items? Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Valanzovich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carey?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to address? I have a motion to move to executive session. Mr. Burns? Mr. Pellegrino? Favor?
Aye.
I have a motion to reconvene. Mr. Burns, Mrs. Bisson? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Havater? Mr. Lofredo? Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. Moran? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yeah.
Do we have a quorum?
I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel items number 40. Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. Burns,
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District personnel item number 41. Mr. Melissa? Mr. Carey?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serena?
Yes.
Carey?
I just want to take this opportunity to thank our Sending District representatives, Mr. Milanovic and Mr. Carey, who will be with us as we move forward.
I might be.
I want to thank Mr. Carey for making a comeback. You guys have been great, and you've been actively engaged with helping us make Manasquan a better place for our students. So
thank you for welcoming me this year. I hope to be back next year, but that's unknown.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Very enjoyable.
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Catani, Mr. Milanovic,
all in favor?
Aye.
Guys, have a happy holiday.